Bob Price is every bit the Heartland farmer. He's dressed head to toe in denim, he's got aviators, cowboy boots, a belt buckle the size of a small plate. Just like his neighbors, he grows thirsty plants like corn and alfalfa on land that is so dry and so sandy, many agricultural experts think it's not suitable for farming. But when Price moved to southwestern Kansas in 1973, this didn't seem to matter. In his pickup on the way to his farm, he tells me that it was the beginning of an irrigation boom.
Out here, everybody was getting up early and going to work, and all of West Highway 50 was irrigation pumps, irrigation pipe, irrigation engines, well drilling outfits. You know, this was like a frontier then.
At that time, the government heavily subsidized the cost of irrigation. The farmers were getting an immediate return. Their land appreciated almost overnight once irrigation was established. So farmers began to pump water, and lots of it, from one of the world's largest underground water supplies, the Ogallala Aquifer. They pumped 2 feet of water for every acre they farmed right onto their crops.
Meanwhile, the water table is declining, and the water that we're pumping is coming from farther and farther down. And even with the same energy cost, it costs more to suck water up out of the ground from 500 feet.
At the same time Price's irrigation bills were skyrocketing, rivers were drying up, and several states in the plains were suing or being sued for taking more water than they're allowed. Several states initiated water conservation programs as a response. Kansas was the first to do so without the threat of a lawsuit. The program started in 2007. The strategy, pay farmers to permanently retire their water rights. Price had actually been wanting to take some of his land out of crops anyway. He's a prairie chicken enthusiast, and he wants to start a guided hunting business. And prairie chickens need prairie grass.
Oh, we're farming one day, and we're thinking, gee, sure would be nice if we could get this back in grass, but it's an overwhelmingly expensive proposition.
It's not expensive to plant or grow prairie grass. You don't need any irrigation for either. But you do need irrigation for a cover crop that the farmers are required to grow for 2 years before they can get to the grass. Susan Stover is with the Kansas Water Office.
If we did not get something reestablished there, we could have potentially, like dust storms again, you know, those sand dunes moving and some real serious blowouts.
Blowouts like Depression era, Dust Bowl blowouts. So Price has to plant a cover crop and pay double what he gets from the conservation program just to irrigate it. Ironically, the government pays him sizable subsidies to keep other land in corn, which needs water from the aquifer to grow. So basically, one government program is paying Price to eventually stop using so much water, while at the same time, other government programs are paying him subsidies to grow the crops that need so much water. Price would actually like more money to put the land back into grass. But if he wants to lead hunting trips for prairie chickens and he wants prairie grass, there's only one outfit willing to pay him anything to plant that grass. The government. For the Environment Report, I'm Devin Brown.